Good evening. I will go ahead and call this February 5th, 2025 meeting of the Planning Commission to order. Commissioner Bastian, would you do us the honor of leading the Pledge of Allegiance?
Please join me in pledging allegiance to our flag. Ready to begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, our first order of business this evening is the installation of planning commissioners and the oath of office. I believe we have...
First of all, I'd like to congratulate you all on your appointments and reappointments to the Planning Commission. Our City Clerk, Amy Diaz, is here to administer the oaths of office for all of you.
And I think we have a...
One more, actually, just a little bit. There you go. Okay, if you don't mind, raise your right hand and repeat after me. I state your name.
I, Paul Persiani.
Do solemnly swear. That I will support and defend.
That I will support and defend.
The Constitution of the United States. And the Constitution of the State of California. Against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of California, that I take this obligation freely without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion. And that I will well and faithfully, discharge the duties, which I'm about to enter. Congratulations.
Thank you.
At this time, I'll have you sign your oath of office. If you can come on by. Thank you so much. Congratulations. Yes, that's what I was going to tell her to put up.
I will do that right now.
That icon.
All right. Madam Secretary, would you mind roll call, please?
Vice Chair Comalia?
Present.
Commissioner Bashton?
Present.
Commissioner Nelson?
Present.
Commissioner Persiani?
Present.
Commissioner Schneiders?
And we will move on to our next item of business, Planning Commission reorganization. First up is election of chair. I will entertain a motion.
I'd like to make a motion to appoint Commissioner Comalia to be our chair.
Thank you.
I'll second that.
All right, we have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Item carries. Thank you all. We will move to election of vice chair. Do we have a motion? I would actually like to make the motion. I would like to nominate our Commissioner Nelson for vice chair.
I'd like to second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
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 The item carries. We will now recess. Do we need to recess?
Yes, we'll just switch the...
There we are. Moving on to item one of the agenda, presentations and proclamations.
We have nothing this evening.
All right, moving on to item two, schedule of future events.
So this week we would like to announce the President's holiday coming up. The city will be closed on Monday, February 17th in honor of President's Day. Also, the very popular electronic waste disposal and document shredding event is scheduled for Saturday, April 5th at the Applied Medical R100 building from 8 a.m. to noon, and we'll probably announce that a couple more times between now and then. Thank you.
Thank you. That moves us right along to public comment. This is the time to address the Planning Commission on any matter not listed on this agenda that is within the subject matter jurisdiction of the Planning Commission. Public comments are limited to 3 minutes per person. Do we have any public comments? Going once, going twice. We'll go ahead and move on then to item four, the minutes, the regular minutes of the December 4th, 2024 meeting. Do we have a motion?
I'll move the minutes.
I'll second. We have a motion and a second from Commissioner Bashton. All in favor? Aye.
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 Any opposed? Item carries. That moves us to item 5.1, a request to approve planning application RSM 24-015, including a conditional use permit. We will receive a staff presentation and report.
Great, thank you, Chair Comalia, Planning Commissioner. Yeah, the applicant is EOS Fitness. This may look a little familiar to some of you. They were back here in September of 2024 when they were originally granted a CUP. One of the conditions requires modification based on their request, so that is why this application is back before you this evening. So kind of getting into kind of a recap, EOS is looking to go into the former Big Lots space in Santa Margarita Marketplace. The current zoning for the shopping center is commercial general. Gyms require a conditional use permit in the CG zone. As I mentioned, in September 2024, planning application RSM 24-001 approved a CUP for EOS Fitness at the subject site. One of those conditions of approval in that original CUP was condition of approval number 10, which capped the gym occupancy at 141 occupants. After approval of the CUP, EOS determined that the occupancy cap of 141 is not viable for this gym location, and contacted staff to modify condition of approval number 10 to establish a new occupancy limit of 200. Because condition number 10 is linked to the CUP that was approved by the Planning Commission, a new CUP application approved by the Planning Commission is required to modify the condition of approval. To avoid potential conflicts among CUP approvals, it is a city standard procedure that the Planning Commission rescind the original approval and replace it with a new CUP approval, which accomplishes the requested amendment. Accordingly, EOS Fitness submitted a new CUP application, the application before you this evening, planning application RSM 24-015, to modify condition number 10 and to rescind the previous CUP approved through planning application RSM 24-001. So just zooming in a little bit more, EOS would occupy the former Big Lots building. It's approximately 28,200 square feet. The tenant space shares a demising wall with Phoenix Salon Suites and is located next to Walmart Neighborhood Market. Parking in Santa Margarita Marketplace, including the subject site, is shared among all tenants in the shopping center. Currently, 1,561 parking spaces are provided in the shopping center on a first-come, first-served basis. The requested modification involves only the change to the maximum gym occupancy, with no other changes proposed to the floor plan or operations previously approved by the Planning Commission. The proposed floor plan includes an open gym area, locker room facilities, spa room, cryotherapy room, workout recovery room, and lobby area with retail displays. Proposed interior improvements include the reconfiguration of existing storefront doors and windows, along with the addition of outdoor bicycle racks. A new trash enclosure is also proposed at the rear of the building. Modifications to the existing parking lot are not proposed. The gym, as mentioned in the previous staff report for 24-001, would operate 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at this location. So now I'll get into the requested change and focus primarily my report on the increase in occupancy cap to 200. So the Big Lots space was allocated 141 parking spaces, and we capped, originally took a conservative approach to cap the gym occupancy at 141 based on a one parking space per gym occupant. Accordingly, that's where condition number 10 was approved and established that cap of 141 occupants to coincide with the number of parking spaces allocated to this building. So to justify an occupancy cap of 200, we requested that EOS provide us data from a similar location to justify an increase cap to 200 and that it wouldn't negatively impact parking within Santa Margarita Marketplace. So what an applicant did is they collected check-in data from the EOS gym in Ladera Ranch to demonstrate that its members carpool and use alternative travel modes rather than all driving alone by car. The check-in data from the EOS in Ladera Ranch indicated that 17% of users carpooled or brought a guest from the same address, and that 24% of members used another form of transportation besides a car to arrive at the Ladera Ranch location. What this data demonstrates is that limiting the gym occupancy to one space per occupant is not a more is a more realistic expectation based on this data. Staff extrapolated the data collected from the EOS Ladera Ranch to the proposed gym location and calculated that 156 spaces would be required for a proposed occupancy of 200 patrons. This results in an increase of only 15 parking spaces beyond the 141 spaces allocated to the gym. The applicant prepared a parking demand analysis, which found that the parking supply in Santa Margarita Marketplace is adequate to handle a proposed gym occupancy of 200, even during peak shopping periods. The peak parking demand would be 1,488 spaces for the entire shopping center, including EOS at a full capacity of 200 occupants, which results in a parking surplus of 73 spaces based on 1,561 stalls provided in the center. As attached to the staff report, two public comment letters were received, and they raised concerns with traffic related to the proposed gym, including the need for a traffic signal at Via Vicini, which is the entrance to the Terracina neighborhood located across the street. The city's traffic engineer concluded that a traffic signal is not necessary since the peak traffic volumes on Avenida de las Flores are well below the thresholds for a traffic signal to be considered at the Via Vicini intersection. Furthermore, installing another traffic signal in close proximity to the existing signal at Richard Reese Way could disrupt traffic flow, leading to delays and an increased risk of collisions. However, condition of approval number 23 in the proposed resolution requires the preparation of a parking and or circulation study should complaints regarding traffic or parking occur in the future. As I mentioned previously, the September 2024 staff report provides a detailed analysis of compatibility and public safety related to the proposed EOS fitness, including the proposed 24-hour operations. Staff has recommended several conditions of approval to mitigate any potential issues related to public safety and compatibility, including those concerns raised in the public comment letters that were received. Accordingly, CUP conditions of approval related to public safety and compatibility have been carried over from the previous CUP, which include providing private security between 10 p.m. and 5 a.m., coordination with police services for security camera placement, and compliance with the city's noise ordinance. As noted in the previous staff report also, overnight gym visits represented a small portion of overall patronage anticipated at this location. As a result, police services and staff had no significant public safety concerns with the proposed EOS gym. Staff concludes that the proposed gym and increase in occupancy to 200 patrons would not significantly impact public safety or parking availability and is compatible with adjacent uses and tenants. Therefore, staff recommends that the Planning Commission approve planning application RSM 24-015 with the proposed conditions of approval. This concludes my presentation. The applicant, EOS, and as well as their architect and Red Mountain Group, which represents EOS, is available to answer any questions as well as staff. Thank you.
I will open it up to commission questions of staff. My right, I'll go down. No questions. Commissioner Bastian?
What is the parking restrictions on Las Flores west of the parking lot? Is it a no parking zone there? I can't remember.
Commissioner Bastian, there is no parking on the same side of the street as the shopping center. There is parking on the side of the street where the Terracina community is.
Okay. Okay, that's all I have.
No real questions, just a comment as a thank you for drawing the comparisons to the Ladera Ranch facility. I thought those numerical comparisons were very helpful to understand that a need for a one-to-one ratio to occupants and cars probably isn't completely necessary, and that was helpful for me, so thank you for that. I don't have anything else.
Any questions?
I have no questions.
I do have one question of staff, and it's just kind of more generally speaking, what is our typical methodology for establishing maximum occupancy? I have seen from time to time, it appears to kind of vary. I remember there's one that sticks out in my brain about a dance studio, and it's one that the applicant came to us and just said that that's how many kids they anticipated in the class, and then we established that as their maximum occupancy. So I just wonder, do we have kind of a methodology that we typically use? Can you walk us through that?
Yeah, sure. So because it's a commercial recreation use, it uses the one space per three student requirement. However, when you compare it to the shopping center standard, which is generally applied here, a typical retail use, for example, Big Lots would have the requirement of 141 parking spaces based on that one per 200, which is why we capped it at 141. In addition to that, because at the time of the first submittal, the applicant didn't have any other additional information to justify that an increase over the 141 would be needed at this location. Okay. So that's why we set that cap at 141.
And at the time, the applicant didn't have a concern with that number?
That's correct.
Okay, thank you. That answers my question. All right. No other questions of the commission for staff at this time? I will go ahead and open the public hearing. I will note first that we do have two public comments that came in electronically. We have an email from Cindy Gruber indicating her opposition to the item, and we have an email from Kimberly Wykus, likewise indicating opposition to the item. We also have four public comments in the audience. I will call them in the order that I received them. First up, I have Graham Alcorn.
Good evening, Graham Alcorn with Red Mountain. Do I have to give the address again? Okay, good. I just want to thank staff. I mean, this has been a long road. They've been very supportive, and I just want to thank them. I mean, I have not much to add because it's been a very thorough report, both the first time and the last time. I just want to thank Cheryl and Derek a lot. So thank you. That's it.
Thank you. All right, I'll next call up Mark Stoner.
Good evening. I'm Mark Stoner with EOS Fitness, and I would like to thank staff, too, for their hard work and getting us to this point. We're very much looking forward to opening this gym. We have a very successful gym in Ladera, and we know we have a lot of members that live in Rancho Santa Margarita, and we think that this gym will really serve them well. Thank you.
Thank you. And next we have Kevin Lee.
Kevin Lay with Lay Architecture. We represent EOS and Red Mountain Group here. If there's any questions regarding the building design or aesthetics, there, we're more than happy to answer. Thank you.
Thank you. And last we have Peter Farag.
Good evening. My name is Peter Farag, the Red Mountain Group. I also just wanted to thank Derek and Cheryl. You guys have been amazing getting on this. Getting this date on calendar was, we know it wasn't easy given the time, so we really appreciate you working with us on this. I have really nothing else to add other than the fact that we think this is going to be a great addition to the shopping center and the Rancho Santa Margarita community. So thank you.
Thank you. All right, seeing no other requests for public comment, I will close the public hearing and open it now to commission discussion and deliberation.
Yeah, I have one comment. I just wanted to thank EOS for your consideration for A, this shopping center, and B, choosing Rancho Santa Margarita. Your business model is very, very popular down in Ladera Ranch, and we're excited to have you guys. My wife's a VP of real estate for a big restaurant brand, Go-To Foods, and she's letting me know that this is going to be a huge draw for the other businesses in that shopping center. So thank you, thank you, thank you for choosing our, in my opinion, the best city in California. Thank you.
Mr. Persiani?
Yeah, thank you for choosing Rancho Santa Margarita to open up a location. It's Commissioner Bastian's comments as well. It's going to be a huge draw for the businesses in the area, as well as, you know, I read in the report there were about 4,000 members in Rancho Santa Margarita that are currently using the Ladera Ranch facility, and I think it's what, about 5.5-6 miles between here and there, and I happen to be one of the 6% that goes at 2 o'clock in the morning. 2:30 in the morning, so I'm already tired, so making that drive kind of helps wake me up a bit, but it'll be nicer to have it here. But and also I want to thank staff. I think the report was excellent. It was very, very well put together, very informative. I that's why I didn't really have any questions in the comments, because it was everything was there for me. So thanks very much, and I look forward to working with you all in the future too. So that's all. Thank you.
Thank you. And to my left,
I'll say I appreciate you guys choosing Rancho Santa Margarita. I think I said it last year too. So thank you guys for coming. But also want to say too, appreciate the care and concern that the applicant and the city put in as far as the public comment about circulation and that condition 23 about that intersection. Just in case, I don't think it's going to be overwhelming at all. But that was a nice addition, just to make sure that our residents are, you know, taken care of, just in case. So, again, thanks for choosing RSM, and looking forward to having you guys here. I support it.
Wonderful.
And, you know, I'm going to concur. You know, Thank you for choosing Rancho Santa Margarita. We're excited. And I do want to thank the staff. This was such a thorough report. That's why I agree. There's no questions because it was all answered multiple times, really, to make it very thorough. So thank you very much.
And I'll just conclude by, there's a lot of thank yous here. I was very supportive of this item the first time it came through, and I do recall thinking that that 141 number looked, you know, kind of small. And so, you know, my comment is just that that for staff is that as we go through this with other applicants in the future, we tend to take a very conservative approach, and occupancy in a lot of ways has a direct impact on the bottom line, and we tend to try to be very business friendly here. So if we can just, you know, when it makes sense, obviously it's very nuanced, especially as it pertains to impacts to parking, but when it makes sense, if we could be a little bit more liberal in that occupancy number, when it's going to have a benefit to these businesses in our city, I think that we should kind of look at it through that lens and encourage maybe in some regards dialogue with the applicant to make sure that we land on that number that everybody's comfortable with. And then the last thing I want to say in regards to, you know, some concern with regard to additional traffic is that, you know, thank you for adding the condition and to the public. You know, if there are any concerns, it will prompt that traffic circulation study. And I just did want to ask staff, would that come back to this commission if there was one to be prompted, or only if such study were to kind of raise an issue?
If the study were to raise an issue, then which required a change to the conditional use permit or any condition of approval or component which was approved by the Planning Commission, it would have to come back to this body.
Thank you. All right. Any other questions or comments? Nope, I think we're ready. I will entertain a motion.
A motion.
I'll make the motion to approve the conditional use permit.
The conditional use permit as well as rescind.
As well as rescind the previous conditional use permit as well.
We have a motion. And we have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? The item carries. Congratulations. We will now move to item 6 of the agenda, new business. Seeing none, we'll move to item 7, other reports. And last, we don't have any other reports, Ms. Kuda?
We have nothing this
evening.
Nothing.
All right. And then last, we have matters presented by planning commissioners. Do we have any matters? Commissioner Bastian?
I have one. I just wanted to take a moment to offer my congratulations
yes.
to our newly elected mayor, Tony Beal, and our newly elected council member, Carrie Barrett. They both ran outstanding campaigns, and I was pretty impressed. And so our neighbors and our community responded in big numbers to their campaign. So we're lucky to have those two folks serving us. I also wanted to quickly thank our former mayor, Carol Gamble, for all her years of dedicated, unwavering service to our city, and we wish her the best in the future. I wanted to congratulate Commissioner Schneiders and Commissioner Persiani for joining our ranks, and congratulate Chair Nelson and Chair Camulia, or Vice Chair Nelson, Chair Camulia. And most importantly, city staff, you guys are the straw that stirred the drink, and I can't thank you guys enough for everything you all do to make this the greatest place on the planet as far as I'm concerned. So thanks, guys, a lot.
You said it well. Any other matters?
None from me.
I just have one item to report. Commissioner Bastian did a wonderful job thanking our outgoing mayor and our incoming mayor and council person. I do want to say that I did attend the swearing in and spoke during public comment on behalf of this planning commission, congratulating our new mayor and then thanking outgoing Mayor Gamble, as well as congratulating our new councilwoman Baird. So I did speak on behalf of this body. So that is all I have to report. We will now adjourn this meeting. The next regular meeting of the Planning Commission will be held Wednesday, March 5th, 2025, right here at City Council Chambers at 6:30 p.m. Thank you.